Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. Thank you to everybody who is listening. We are listened to in 19 countries. Super pumped. Thank you all the listeners, and thank you so much for your support to make this show a success. And I want to thank Italy and Malaysia, the two newest countries to start listening. And thank you to everybody else who has been with us since day one. You guys rock. My guest today is T. Allen Haynes. He is an amazing speaker, businessman, and author. And so we're going to learn about him and the authority code today on Life Transformation Radio. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Man, Sean, thank you very much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Dude, I am super pumped to have you, man. We've been talking for quite a while, and I was a guest a year ago on your show, and I am super pumped, man, to return the favor. I mean, everything
wow,
you're doing just turns to gold.
It's been a year. I can't believe it's been that long.
Yeah, going on a year, man. It's been crazy, man. What a ride. What a ride. So today,
yeah, you were a rising star. So absolutely, it's not a wonder that where you're at today. So congratulations on that and your success. It's been amazing to watch you rise.
I appreciate that, man, so much. I thank you. Appreciate that. So today on the show, these are live shows. So if you're listening like a day or two later on iTunes or Stitcher, catch us at a live show every Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern time or every first and third Friday. However, I was at a conference speaking last week, so we went ahead and moved it to the second Friday today. But that's okay. Every first and third Friday, we're going to be live at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. So catch us on a live show, and you can call in, talk to me, talk to the guests. And the number is 657-383-1109. Again, the call-in number to talk to the guests or myself is 657-383-1109. T. Allen, brother, you ready to get started?
Do it, man. I'm ready.
Let's do it. T. Allen Haynes is the CEO of the Authority Syndicate Group, a retired United States Navy photographer and video producer, and a publisher and radio host, number one best-selling author of Simple Online Video Marketing for Business Owners and The Authority Mindset, Bold, Helping You Unleash the Hero Within, co-authored with Les Brown, the number one motivational speaker in the world, and his latest book, The Authority Code. Use the exact formula to become the hunted versus the hunter for more leads, sales, and profits. He loves teaching entrepreneurs across the globe how they can awaken and claim their authority through publishing and media. He has been featured on CNN, CBS, NBC, Fox, ABC, as well as featured in Forbes, the Miami Herald, and Small Business Trendsetters, a featured speaker at the Harvard Faculty Club, among other media affiliates, a featured speaker and faculty member of the Leadership Speakers Academy at West Point, sharing the stage with legends, Colonel and astronaut Buzz Aldrin and Lieutenant General Russell Honore? Is that how you say his name?
Honore.
Okay, I was like, wait a minute. Yeah, Lieutenant General Russell Honore. T. Allen has a passion for helping entrepreneurs, business owners, authors, speakers, and coaches position themselves as the go-to person in their niche. Often referred to as Mr. Incredible, he and his team have created over 700-plus best-selling authors to date. Holy crap, 700 best-selling authors. Dude, that's amazing.
Yes, it is. It took a team to do that. Absolutely. So we're pretty excited about that.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible. So some of the websites that you can go, if you're a speaker, go to speaklikeachampion.com. Learn all about that, how to speak like a champion. Go to businessresultssyndicate.com. Go to theauthoritysyndicategroup.com to learn more about T. Allen and his team at the Authority Syndicate. And you can look up a book, theauthoritycodebook.com, and then look up tallenhaines.com. All the website links are all in the show notes. And go check out the websites, and he does amazing, amazing work. So knowing all that, what is your why? The first question we always ask on the show is, what is your why? And it has to be one of those questions that you ask yourself every single day. When you come through adversity, when you overcome obstacles and roadblocks, and you're on the other side and life is great, or you're in the storm, what is your why?
Well, thanks again for that introduction. I really appreciate it. My why is reaching out and being able to help individuals and business owners and entrepreneurs to bring their message to the world, because there's so many people that are living in quiet desperation. I mean, I watched my parents do it, and that was sad to me. I mean, mm-hmm. all they needed was some coaching, and their life could have been totally different. I mean, I respect what they'd done, but they could have done so much more, especially my mother. And if she just had a little bit of coaching, she would have been just incredible in some things that she could have done with her life. But we are so trained and so brainwashed that, you know, we're supposed to live small and accept the things as they are. And that's not the truth. And I want to be able to help others break out of that. And that's my why. When I see that and I focus on that, I don't focus on, you know, the monetary rewards or anything like that, because that will come naturally. And people get confused about thinking about, well, I want to make $1 million. Well, you really want to impact 1 million people, and $1 million will come later.
Mm-hmm. Boom. So true. Yeah. At the conference that I was speaking at, and attending this past weekend, the One Life Fully Lived conference in Philadelphia, Priceline.com founder Jeff Hoffman was there, and we got to talking, and he says, you know, for up and coming businessmen, all I got to tell you is to be excellent and the money will follow. Money always follows excellence. I'm like, wow. So just be
exactly.
Awesome and it'll come.
Yeah. Keep the monetary payoff, secondary, and focus mm-hmm. on helping and giving and like you said, being awesome, and you won't have to worry about the rest of it. It's natural law that it'll come to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So tell me about, cause I'm very interested for everyone to know, what Speak Like a Champion is. Is it something that you teach people to do, or is it like an event where speakers come and speak and train? And tell us about Speak Like a Champion.
Speak Like a Champion came to me in a dream, and I wanted to do something to help people get their message out, obviously, because I'd built these relationships over the years with speakers and entrepreneurs and business owners, because part of the authority code is you have to be speaking on stage. And, you know, it's okay to speak at the DoubleTree in Houston, but you need stages like Harvard, West Point, and other big stages like that. And the other areas or the other stages are important, like I said, but those are the stages that separate you from the others. And mm-hmm. when you get that experience, I mean, I can't tell you how invaluable it was for me to speak at Harvard and speak at West Point. Not only the type of people that you meet and you associate with, but the relationships and the joint ventures that come out of that are priceless. And it's an investment. It's an investment in yeah. you and your success and marketing dollars. And then we added not only a big stage, I always like to say, it's actually about you being a part of a book, you being mentioned in the media that you're speaking at Notre Dame, and the articles and the radio interviews is really the investment. And oh, by the way, you're going to do this on stage at Notre Dame. and you're going to do this on stage at NASA, and you're going to do this in Cuba. And so that was the tour. And then as we go along throughout the year and we speak on these big stages, you're constantly in the media, you're constantly in social media, and people see you doing what you do best. So that opens the doors to other things to happen. I can't tell you, I mean, I got asked to speak at Social Media Albuquerque because of NASA. Somebody was one of my speakers, Patty Farmer, and it was an immediate, and now I'm speaking at Social Media Day in Albuquerque at the end of the month and moving right into the Public Speakers Conference in Vegas at the 1st of July. Well, that's all because of what we're doing. And that's the key. And you have to have a pattern. In some of my presentations, I talk about the pattern of authority. The pattern of authority is that what I just described. You have to continue these events and speaking, and it's got to be something more than the DoubleTree in Houston.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Well said. So going back, take us back. You know, you said you were, you know, it says you were retired Navy photographer, which I think is awesome, and video producer, and then you moved out of that and transitioned into all these different things. Take us back. Who was T. Allen back in the day? You know what I mean? What exactly was your transformation?
You know, I'm so blessed. I mean, I had a great childhood, and it takes me back. I want to tell you real quick. I met the publisher and editor of Success Magazine, Darren Hardy, right at one of the events. And he was talking about from the stage about how he hated his father. And his father was a military drill instructor. Well,
oh, wow.
I was a military drill instructor. And it was his real dad and his stepmother. And his stepmother treated him bad also. And I started to feel bad about, you know, my kids. I'm like, wow, I hope my kids don't hate me for, you know, when I was a drill instructor, because I was wired pretty tight, you know. But I got to do, you know, I wasn't abused as a child, and I had a great childhood. But when I met Darren Hardy, he was talking about that. I wanted to give him a copy of my book, Bold, with Les Brown. And he exchanged a copy of The Entrepreneur Roller Coaster with me. And he was literally set back when I approached him. I said, you know, I wanted to give you a copy of my book. He says, nobody's ever given me a book like that in one of these settings. So I leaned into him and I said, I got to confess something. He says, what's that? I said, I've had a great childhood. And he said, I hope you're able to overcome that. And we started laughing because he was talking about how bad his childhood was. And I'm always talking about, well, I've had a great childhood. So I've been lucky in that sense. And I'm an only child, and my mother really, you know, I give a lot of credit to her and how she raised me and how she took care of me. But she always taught me respect, you know, respect your elders, respect others, and be a servant. And, you know, I just applied that at a young age, and I became fascinated with photography at a young age. My dad was an amateur photographer, and I thought it was magic. It is magic, basically, but I would only see the part where he put the film, or the part where he would run the cold water over the black and white film in the canister, he would open it up and pull this film out, and I'm like, all you got to do is run that water in that little jar and this film comes out. I never saw the first part of it, right? So, and that was at five. I was 5 years old when I experienced that. So I was super fascinated by it. And that's actually how I got my first paying gig as an entrepreneur, was a photography job. And then at 13, I got a sponsorship deal from the local grocery store for a raft that I wanted to build for a raft race. The owner gave me $50. And I was hooked, and I've been an entrepreneur ever since. And then I wanted to travel and I wanted to do what I loved, which was photography. So I found a fit in the Navy, and that was where I was supposed to be. And I was able to get the global experience and take pictures and travel. And so it all worked out. And, it was doing things in
That's
the media
awesome.
And hanging out with presidents and celebrities. So that was, it segued into what I'm doing today. It took me a little bit to find it because on my bucket list, I wanted to be a truck driver when I was a kid. And because I wanted to travel, that was my way of traveling. And my sixth grade nun in the Catholic school laughed at me as I stood up in class and declared, you know, what I wanted to do. Everybody else wanted to be an astronaut, a doctor. And I stood up proudly and said, I wanted to be a truck driver. And she's like, well, you don't need to know math to be a truck driver. I'm like, really? I mean, time, distance, fuel, I mean, and all that good stuff. So I checked that off my list. And then, I mean, the rest is history. I got involved in publishing and media and found my niche where I can help others do the same.
Right. That's awesome, man. I love it, man. It's amazing when we go back and really go from one memory to another, how somehow they're all connected into what we're doing today. I find it so fascinating. So amazing.
Absolutely.
And
thank
so
you.
As we get into our purpose and our passion there's a moment of transformation. There's a moment that's almost like, aha, and this is what I should be doing. And this is, was it the dream for you? Like, was that the specific moment where you're like, I know exactly what I'm going to do? Or what was it that you said, you know what, I'm taking a chance and I'm going for it because you feel compelled? What was that moment?
I have a very distinct moment, and I'm laughing about it because it's actually crazy. Because, you know, I dropped out of college. I barely got through high school English. So I was in, when I got out of the military, I did a short stint in corporate America as a trainer and corporate safety director, and I was trying to separate myself from the other people in corporate America, the other trainers, the other safety guys, because they were all focused on OSHA training and all the basic stuff, right? So I was like, what can I do to be different to make me more marketable? And I was actually practicing what I teach today in corporate America. So I had reached out to another mentor. And I'm asking him, I said, you know, what can I do to be different? What can I focus on and teach employees that would separate us from everybody else? And he said, write a book. And I'm like, write a book? I said, how am I going to write a book? I said, I barely got through high school English. And so I went on a search for other experts that had knowledge on additional leadership principles, because I was basically relying on what I knew and what the military told me in corporate America on how to train employees and their leadership skills, right?
Right.
And I found a couple guys that were experts in a process called zero injury leadership principles, and they'd wrote books about it, but they didn't do anything else with it. So I basically teamed up with them. And when I met one of my partners, he handed me a book that was not about his expertise. It was about an expertise that he had, but it wasn't about what we were forming the consultancy on. It was about deer hunting.
Oh, wow.
And I was so set back when I met him, and he, instead of handing me a business card, he handed me that book. And he said, this is just a little book I published on deer hunting. And, you know, if you like it, fine. If not, give it to somebody else. Well, you know what? I'm not a deer hunter at the time, and I never read that book. But I was so, like I said, I was so impressed that he handed me a book at that meeting. I was like, I got to do this. I've got to write a book now. Mm-hmm. And my other partner said, you know what, when you figure it out, he says, I've got all these books in my head. There's that quiet desperation that people have that they don't know what to do with it, right? He says, when you figure it out, I want you to publish some books for me. Well, this was in 2010. I went to work. Yeah. This is about the time self-publishing was starting to emerge. It was my other partner had this old-fashioned way, right?
Yeah.
And so I went to work and started figuring this out. I went so far as I built my own binding machine. I've still got it today.
Wow.
I built my own binding machine to bind the book and put the cover on it and glue it. And I mean, it was horrible. And I was so embarrassed. I wanted to get this book to him so bad. I wanted to prove to him that I could do it. And I finally found Create Space and went through that procedure. Mm. And when I published his book, that was the first book I published, and I handed that to him, the endorphin hit that I got and that he got, realizing that he can hold that book in his hand, was the definitive moment for me. And it said,
wow,
this is what you're supposed to be doing.
Amazing.
And that was it.
Yeah,
that was in 2009. And I was so horrible. This is a message for those that are waiting to start or think they don't know enough to start. I was totally clueless on publishing books. And I made so many mistakes that it was horrible, okay? I mean, it's amazing that people gave me a break and allowed me to mm-hmm. continue doing it because, I mean, if I'd have stopped, I'd have never would have got where I'm at today. Even though the mistakes were made, I kept getting up and kept swinging the bat and finally hit it out of the park. And that's what you got to do.
I love it. That's how I published my book was Create Space. You know, I asked around, I said, what's the best way? I'm not sure I can get a publisher, but I really want to get this book out. You know, I just want to go through the process, you know, myself, because I like to learn kind of what's going on. You know what I mean? And I went through the Create Space process and it was really good. I like Create Space. Eventually I'd love to get a publisher, but you gotta write more books. So that's awesome, man. I love the story. That's super awesome. So would you say that was maybe your best moment or like your best part about your transformation or what memories stick out for you on this journey?
When I was in corporate America, I wanted to hire a speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working on an ExxonMobil project out of Beaumont. And this is how I got, I started my speaking back in the late 90s through multi-level marketing. And that's how a lot of people get their speaking legs is I was at the front of the room and I was pitching a deal. And it was a travel deal at the time. And plus I was in the military training recruit. So I was in the front often as an instructor and a facilitator. But I got into corporate America as a trainer. And when I got assigned to the ExxonMobil project, I had to present to 1,500 employees every day.
Wow.
And 1,500 employees in a tent. And I had to come up with something every day to inspire them to work safe or to, you know, do the things that they were supposed to do. And it's Beaumont's a 90-minute commute from around the League City area here in Houston, if you know where that's at. But I would the night before I left to come home, I would do a little research on what I was going to talk about. And then in the morning on the way over, I would construct what I was going to say. So I had 90 minutes to prepare. And when I arrived, I would step out of my truck onto the stage in the tent and I would do my presentation. It was about 10 to 15 minute presentation. I did that every day for a year.
Wow.
And so I wanted to bring somebody else in to speak. And I asked around and somebody said, yeah, we know this safety consultant. He charges $5,000. He's got this little program that he goes through and yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, okay, let's bring him in. So I bring him in, and I convince ExxonMobil to pay him $5,000, which is nothing to ExxonMobil. And so this guy totally bombed. And I was so embarrassed, and embarrassed to ExxonMobil, and it was just horrible. So I had made I had decided, and you know what happens when you decide, right? Something dies. I decided that I was going to be a paid speaker. I was going to speak because I knew if this guy could get $5,000 and be horrible, you know, I could be better at that, right? So I went out and sought out the best to learn public speaking. And that was a turning point for me to really mash down the gas pedal as far as being a presenter and a trainer and going to seminars and learning from the other experts. That was back in 2006.
That's awesome. You've been doing it been doing this a while then, huh? A
little bit.
A little bit. So on the flip side of that, what was the worst part about it? What sticks out of you sticks out to you and just like, man, that was bad. That was, yeah, that probably wasn't good. You know, like was it a relationship or was it a business deal? There's always something that is like, all right, sit down. You know, like everybody's got that war story.
Well, being an entrepreneur, the horror stories and the bad situations probably outweigh the good. And that's where at the heart of an entrepreneur is that you have to overlook and know that that's part of it because the good far outweighs the bad, even though there's more of them.
Sure.
There's been a lot of bad decisions. Okay. But that's okay because, you know, you learn from them and the only way you're going to get better is to make those bad decisions and you're learning. That's just feedback. It's really not failure. It's feedback on how to do it better. So as I mentioned earlier about the publishing, starting out in publishing was bad, some bad experiences with Amazon that, you know, could have probably prevented me from ever publishing again. So it was pretty bad. I mean, past that, had a business, you know, business decisions where it just wasn't a good fit and you gotta be bold enough to fire whoever you're with. I got to a decision where I said, you know what, I'm not going to build your dream anymore. I'm going to go build mine. And
boom.
I always love that graphic where it shows a entrepreneur doing a backflip off of a cliff and it says, you know, they build in the wings on the way down. And that's exactly it.
That's awesome.
That's exactly it.
Yep.
And you build the wings on the way down and you probably reconstruct the plane on the way down so you can fly before you hit the ground. But there's times where you're going to hit that ground and it's okay. It is okay to hit the ground and there's nowhere to go but up. So, don't be afraid of that. You know, my favorite shark is Barbara Corcoran, where she talks about, you know, fail as fast and as often as you can out of the box, because those are your lessons and that's how you're going to get better.
Yeah. I listened to a lot of Russell Brunson. And when he was first starting out, he always got asked, have you cycled yet? And like all the major, major, major billionaires and, you know, people who are, you know, who are the game, you know, the big gamers, you know, the big players in the pool, you know, they always ask him like, you know, have you cycled? And he's like, dude, if you ain't cycled once, we're probably not going to do business with you. You know what I mean? And so he's like, I've cycled twice. I've made a couple million and I lost an entire business and I rebuilt the business and we were great for a while. And then I lost it all again. So I'm on my third time. I was like, oh my God. Like, I'm just trying to wrap my head around it. I'm like, dude, I would go insane the first time and probably crawl in a hole and like, no, you know what I mean? Just seeing millions and millions and millions of dollars go away. But knowing that it can be done over and over again is like, you know what? Screw it, man. Let's just do it. Say yes and just figure it out. You know?
Yeah. I remember when Russell Bronson was selling potato guns. I mean, when he started selling potato guns.
Yep.
And
yeah, I lived in Boise before. I never even knew that this dude lived in Boise, and I lived in Boise. It killed me.
Yeah, we've all been through it. And you're right. I would be skeptical of anybody that has it because they're really not in the game. They're not in the game. And you know, you want the battle hardened entrepreneurs that been there, done that. I mean, I took on a business when I got out of the military. You know, I took over a delivery / trucking company. I had no idea what I was doing, but I managed to take it over and retire the owner and I made it work. And I was learning on the fly. Talk about flying by the seat of your pants. And, but that's the attraction, I think, to, you know, doing something other than what the school system teaches you to do or universities teach you to do is, you know, I wouldn't have it any other way. And the other people look at me like I have lost my mind. I mean, I've had high school friends that look at me and they say, man, I wish I just had the boldness that you had. I mean, you know, you're living it and I'm just too scared to lose everything. It's like, man, you can lose everything and get it back. It's just stuff. If you still have your mind and your thought processes and you can still be creative and you can do it again. And as long as you got food to eat, who cares? And a roof over your head. But I'm that guy, but you know what's weird? I can't walk into a casino and place a bet. But I can take a risk with a business without even thinking about it. Hardly.
That's awesome.
Isn't that something?
Oh, I like it. I like your strategy.
It's either all in or go to the house. I mean,
right? Pack it up. Yep. That's awesome. Life Transformation Radio listeners, if you've gotten anything out of the show, let us know on Facebook, send in the comments. We love reading them. If you've got a question for T. Allen or myself, you can call in at the number 657-383-1109. We are a live show, 657-383-1109. So I'm curious, who's your biggest influencer or influencers?
There are many.
I figured.
You know, we're all actually products of our mentors. I mean, my first mentor was the local grocery store owner. You know, I observed him. My mother worked for him at the store, and she was, you know, she was a leader. She was, you know, she was pretty. I mean, she was effective as a leader, and she was a head cashier, and she ran the office and things like that. But, you know, I observed him from afar, and I observed his lifestyle. I mean, he came in when he wanted to. He was, you know, he got the best aisle in the grocery store for him to be responsible for, and his aisle was always, you know, perfect, and it looked good. And then he would go hunting in Canada or go fishing in Canada. You know, he had that lifestyle. And I'm like, that's pretty cool. You'd be a businessman. You can do stuff like that. And so that was my first probably influence. And then, you know, one of the first I read was The Art of the Deal by Donald Trump. And I sought out famous photographers and started modeling how they photographed models and how they did portraits and and lighting and things like that. So, you know, I sought out different mentors, but recently, probably one of the most influential people, and I want to give credit to the people that are around me now that, you know, share the stage with me, and those relationships that I've made influence me as well.
Sure.
When I got out of corporate America, you know, I was laid off. I experienced all that bad, you know, layoff, and you think you're prepared for it and you're not. But Dr. Joe Vitale played a big role in getting me, getting my mindset where it is today, and being able to move forward without fear of you know, those things that we create in our mind that you think is fear or things that are bad, being able to control that.
That's
so
awesome.
That's the first one that pops up. But, you know, all the Tony Robbins and the Malinchaks and the Bronsons and the Brendan Burchards all had an influence on me along the way. Absolutely.
Absolutely. So what about supporters? Who's been your biggest supporters?
Oh man, I got a great team of supporters. You know,
I figured.
I've met people through speaking that, you know, are in my camp and support me. We've got you know, Alicia West. She's with West Financial out of Kalamazoo. We met at Harvard and West Point. I got Sharon Frame, former CNN anchor. She has, of all the people in my circle. Her and I met in 2009 at a seminar in Los Angeles, and she's probably one of the few that knows all of my struggles and all the ups and downs, and has been there to support me through the through all of it, and supported each other actually. Yeah. And so those are the, you know, we got Tanya Hoffman, Bakers Association.
Oh
CEO.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She's a big influence and supporter. We've got Dave Albin. He's a former Tony Robbins firewalking captain. He plays. He's a big. I mean, you get around this guy, man. You can't help but just be charged up and influenced. And so, yeah. I mean, that's probably the short list of influencers, but there's many more.
That's awesome. So do you feel like right now, like you're kind of at where you want to be at? Do you feel like your transformation is complete?
No, no, not at all. I mean, you don't want to ever get to that spot. I mean, there's no, I mean, we're not finished. In fact, you know, we're still, you know, we're basically getting started. I've got a colleague that says, man, aren't you excited when we finally get this stuff figured out? I mean, you know, we're still learning. We're still building, and there's no such thing as plateauing and resting on your laurels. And as soon as you do, you're done, you're dead. And, so I'm still very young. I mean, I claim I'm living my third life. My kids are grown and on their own, and it's just my wife and I, and, I've got 50 good years left to impact the world. So I'm excited about it.
That's awesome. I love it. So where are you headed now then? If you're not done, then where are you headed now? What kind of new adventures, businesses, family, books? What's on the horizon?
Well, I'm a visionary and a big picture guy, I guess. Somebody gave me that title the other day. They said, wow, you know, I like that big picture stuff. So that kind of attracts people to me, too. But you know, this tour thing is a big part of what I do, because I've combined book publishing, media exposure, and big stages for these speakers and getting them the recognition they deserve. And then I've just launched my business results syndicate.com, which is my coaching portal for small businesses to get them to $1 million in their marketing and do the right things that they need to do, because a lot of people are getting some bad information out there and they're not seeing the ROI that they need to see. So helping those small business owners and getting them on track and getting them earning the money that they deserve is exciting. And then on the military side, I've got a, it's, in its infancy, but I've got a program called Operation Mission Critical. And my goal is to identify military veteran small business owners across the country and get them published, get them the recognition they deserve through the media and articles and so forth, get them properly coached on marketing and running their businesses, and get them profitable, because you know the percentage
awesome.
Of businesses that fail. And if I can play a role in that and help, especially veteran business owners, as long as and civilian business owners as well, I mean, it's a win-win. So that's my life mission.
That's amazing. I applaud you for that, dude. That's killer. So if
you
had to go back, would you change anything? Would you do anything different?
That's a great question. I've really had a, I don't think I would change anything. I mean, this is probably way off track, but I might have been a pastor or a priest. Isn't
wow.
that crazy?
Wow. Yeah.
Think about it. And I think I learned this by being in the military, because you've got such a infrastructure that supports you. Think about a church pastor or a priest. I mean, all you got to do is show up and participate and, do the things that a priest does, but it's all encapsulated. And you just give a message every week or every day, and you're speaking and influencing people. But to answer your question directly, I wouldn't change anything, because I had to do those things, that those experiences, to get exactly where I'm at today. And you can't increase that process. It's a process, and you have to be patient. And as you get older, obviously you get more patient and you become more understanding of what's exactly or what's really happening in your life, and be in an introspective way. But I wouldn't change anything. No.
Yeah. A lot of people say that too. They're like, nah. Some people are like, and then others are like, oh no, nope. Can't change anything, 'cause then I would have the experience, and I wouldn't have, like, they are so dead set on everything happens for a reason, and everything that we've gone through prepared us for where we are now. I mean, they're so dead set on that. And I truly believe that everything that we've gone through is just another notch, another brick, another whatever on top of what we already know, and the experience that comes along with that. Like you said, fail. If you're going to fail, do it. But get back up, dust yourself off, and fail again, and just fail over and over again, and learn something from that's the thing. You can't just keep failing and repeating the same pattern. You gotta
right.
fail, but fail forward. Like John Maxwell talks about failing forward, And I believe
that's
that
it.
The experience that we gain is huge. Oh man, God, you can't even put a price on that, because
that's
emotionally
right.
and physically, we know we have the scars that are like, dude, I know what that's going to do. And that's not good stuff, So, our journey and our transformation, speaks volumes when we can learn everything we can and master the meaning out of every situation. I think that's super huge. Yep, you nailed it, man. You nailed it. So what do you think was the best resource? Talk about, changing things and experiences. And what do you think was the best resource that you found during your journey?
One of the first self-improvement books I read was Super Self by Charles Givens.
Wow.
And when I was early in my entrepreneur career, when I was getting serious about it, people were complaining about not having enough time to do things. So I became very, very focused on time and being conscious of how I spent that time.
Yeah.
And that book, you can still get it today. You can get it for 99 cents. And I used to give it to my recruits after they graduated. And it was so effective, and it was so impactful in what it did for me. And it basically, you know, you write down your bucket list on the things that you want to accomplish in your life, and you put in dates and when you're going to do it and so forth, and you take the steps to reach it. But one of the key things in there is they tell you to line out, do a timeline of a 24-hour period and block out the things that, you know, happen naturally. Like, obviously you sleep, obviously you eat, obviously some people commute, so you got drive time and church or whatever that looks like. You block that out on that timeline, and then it tells you the time that you have to build a business or to improve yourself or to get better at something, right? So that little exercise out of that book really put me on the path that what I'm on today, and that goes back to my being labeled Mr. Incredible. In fact, Sharon Frame, the CNN anchor, is the one that called me that or gave me that title. On how I manage my time or how I did the certain tasks. So I'm a big advocate for self-improvement, for any of those things that help you live your daily life better. I mean, it could be spiritual for some people. It could be any of that. I mean, Joel Osteen plays a role in that. I mean, you got
sure.
Other aspects of that. One of my favorite books is The Game of Life and How to Play It by Scoville Shin. She was like, it was a female in 1936. She was like the female Tony Robbins back in the day.
Wow.
And it talks about, you know, anything bad or good can happen in a moment. It only takes a moment for things to change. And it talks about people that, you know, have a deadline for a payment on something, or, you know, they feel like they don't have enough money, or they're worried about something. And she takes you through and in biblical sense about, you know, these things can happen and change in a split second, but as long as you have the faith,
right,
and you stay faithful that it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And I have been that's happened to me so often, where anybody else would have freaked out or just throw their hands up in the air and quit, or, you know, I'm that guy. And I tell people this often. I mean, when the stuff's hitting the fan, I'm the guy that you want to be next to you. And I'm not saying that to brag, but it's such a calmness where you're so comfortable in your skin that you know that this thing can change in a moment for the good, that you hang in there, and 10 times out of 10, it'll change in your favor. But you got to stay to that point where it's uncomfortable for most people. But the self-improvement and the study that I've done, you know, outside of, you know, business and things like that, been very beneficial for me.
Awesome. I loved it. Do you say all that again? I just...
I hope you had the recording.
I'm inspired, dude. I got goosebumps right now. I'm like, this is so awesome. So, dude, like, I'm so inspired, man, because I have so much stuff that I want to do, and everything you're saying, I'm just like, yes, yes. You know, like, I love it. I love it. So tell us about your newest book, The Authority Code. Talk to us about that. You know, how does one become
an authority figure?
I documented the process. I can only teach and instruct on the things that I've actually done and how it's
sure.
affected me in my life. And I put it all together in the book called The Authority Code. And it's a formula. It's a formula for success and a pattern that if basically if anybody has a solution to a problem, which is what an entrepreneur is, they provide a solution mm-hmm. to a problem. And they provide, if somebody has something that they don't want, we provide something to take it away from them and for the better. So if you follow this pattern, this authority code formula, it has predictable results. And tell my story, my struggles. I talk about how people see success, they think it's a straight line, and actually it's a lot of detours, it's a lot of valleys, it's a lot of failure, and then you finally get to the point where it straightens out, and that could be years, it could be months, it could be however long it takes, but that straightening out point is where you're considered the expert within your marketplace and your expert within the in your expertise as far as mm-hmm. Your specialty and so forth.
awesome.
You start attracting, being asked to speak somewhere, or you start mm-hmm. attracting clients that want to do business with you because you've built trust and you've built these trust triggers where you attract people to do business with you, right? You get asked to
yeah.
be on podcasts. You get asked to be on radio shows. You get asked to be a part of other books. You get asked to be on television. You get, all that. It's a tipping point. It creates a tipping point where you're now in an attraction phase. And
sure.
you will want, you won't have to work as hard. And that's why I say, become the hunted versus the hunter. You're not out there
right.
actively pursuing business. You're attracting it. And people want to be attracted to somebody that's moving or that's doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And so it tells that I go through each step of the formula. If you read that book and apply everything, you'll get results. And it's my flagship book, and you can get that a download copy at theauthoritycodebook.com. And then as a bonus, I'll take you, once you get past the thank you page, it'll take you to 3 videos on the authority mindset and
Perfect.
how to prepare your mindset for that tipping point.
Perfect. I love it. Which leads us right into the point of the show of our shameless plug. You can plug whatever you want, friends, quotes, websites, Facebook, whatever it is legally that you, whatever you want to plug. So this is your time to shine. I mean, you've been shining all episode, but this is your time to shine. So you can plug whatever it is you want. Go.
Well, I want to commend you because I've been watching you the last year, and I'm just amazed at the action that you've taken and the stages you're speaking on. So my hat's off to you. And I want to I'm speaking at the Albuquerque Social Media Day, June 29th and 30th with my dear friend Patty Farmer. And that's coming up. You can get tickets at socialmediaabq.com. And then I'm rolling right into the Public Speakers Association conference in Vegas on July 1st through the 3rd. I've got free tickets for that. If you reach out for me for that, you can attend that.
What's the date on that?
July 1 through 3, 1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
And then my flagship event, Notre Dame, Speak Like a Champion, July 30th is VIP night. We've got Jim Connolly. He's the Bureau Speaker for the Napoleon Hill Foundation.
Wow.
He'll be there. And then we've got 2 days of speaking, July 31st and 1st, and then on the main stage at Notre Dame. And then on the 2nd, we have breakout training for business owners and speakers. So that's
perfect.
Pretty much the next 3 months, 2 months.
That's awesome. Yeah. I remember when we first talked, you know, a year ago, it was intimidating to talk to, you know, very, very successful podcasters and business owners and everything. And it's just, I was like, dude, I have to I have to be where they are somehow. Like, I'm, what are they doing? I followed you too. I'm like, okay, what's he doing this? What's he doing this? And so I'm looking and watching him. And, you know, I want to surround myself. One thing I did learn is you have to surround yourself with the people who are doing what you want to do. And so that's what I've tried to do. I've tried to just build relationships, try to give whatever value I can give and just be my authentic self. And, man, it has been a crazy year. And I've loved every second of it, even the times where you get no from like 8 different TEDx events. You're like, no. You're like, come on. And then getting to speak at some amazing stages, and last weekend sharing a stage with Jeff Hoffman, which was amazing. And I'm just getting started. So I just believe that this is like the greatest job you could ever have, is you go to work, you influence people, you know what I mean, all day long, and you just make things happen, and you just make moments for people. And I love what you're doing, and I will one day be a part of what you're doing. That is my goal. It's not my vision board.
I have no doubt. And you said something very important where you said being your authentic self, and that's the key. Mm-hmm. And showing up and just being yourself, and all the flaws and all that comes with it is nothing to be embarrassed about. So, congratulations. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Do you have a call to action for anybody?
Check out get your copy of the Authority Code book.com. Mm-hmm. Go there and
definitely go get the Authority Code. Definitely, that is a great book, and the mindset that goes along with it, and how all of the knowledge and information that has been put into that book has been, I'm telling you, it is amazing. And if you want to be more knowledgeable on what it takes to be an authority leader, a thought leader, an authority figure in business, an authority figure in life, really, and whatever you're trying to do, and taking all of the knowledge that T. Allen has had over the past decade and how he puts it into a book is absolutely, absolutely amazing. Man, thank you so much for your time. I've loved the time that we've spent here. I've loved the knowledge that you've dropped, and definitely go get his book. It is amazing. And do you have any last words for anybody?
Well, it's be your authentic self and express gratitude for everything that you have, regardless of how it looks with your own eyes. However bad it looks, it's never as bad as it seems. And whatever, I mean, if you've got shelter, if you've got food, I mean, be grateful. Be grateful for the simplest things, and that's going to get you a long way, and the rest of it will take care of itself.
Boom.
So,
love it.
That's
love
it.
Thank you so much for your time. I know you're incredibly busy. Thank you so much for your time and coming on the show, man. I loved having you on the show.
Oh, man, my pleasure. Thanks again for thinking about me and having me on the show.
Absolutely.
Life Transformation Radio listeners, this is another episode with impactful guests. And if you've gotten anything out of it, look us up on iTunes, Stitcher, look us up at the website. It's all over Facebook. Show your comments, like, share, support. You know, I love reading the comments. I love reading the takeaways that you have from each episode. Reach out to T. Allen Haynes. The websites are in the show notes. TheAuthorityCodeBook.com, TAllenHaynes.com, SpeakLikeAChampion.com, TheAuthoritySyndicateGroup.com, all the links. Check them out. Get in contact with them. Amazing dude doing amazing things. So this is the end of the episode. Like I said, if you've resonated with anything, if you liked anything, let us know. And remember to always live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the values that you hold deep in your heart. I call it living your brand. And this has been Life Transformation Radio. Have a good night.